Parking shortage is stalling developers. A lack of parking facilities may be putting off developers from coming forward to build 144 new homes near Didcot Parkway railway station, according to a livid county councillor. Land opposite the rail station is phase one of the Didcot Gateway regeneration project, a planning application which has still not been approved within about 5 years since it was initially submitted. Now the land has been put up for sale with Homes England seeking offers, but there is expected to be a limit on parking spaces as the scheme has been designated as low-car development. This means the site is designated to significantly reduce car ownership by prioritising public transport, and residents are likely to be restricted from applying for local parking permits on surrounding streets. Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden said, "It looks like no developer has come forward so far to build these new houses. Perhaps that's because developers realise that if people are going to spend £250,000 to £300,000 on a flat, they will want a parking space to go with it. The area definitely needs regeneration, but I will be livid if they try to build 144 flats with no parking spaces because residents with cars will then try to park in neighbouring streets. There is a permit scheme in the area, but it's still difficult to park." Mr. Snowden added that council bosses have been living in a dream world where everyone cycles or gets the train. The listing from agents Carter Jonas states, "The property is offered for sale freehold with vacant possession. The three parcels of land are all in close proximity and constitute a former garage at Hayden Road, a former Labour Club at Station Road, and a former jet garage site at Liddell's Road. If approved, up to 144 homes will be built, as well as landscaping and some parking." In a planning statement prepared on behalf of Homes England by Barton Wilmore, LLP, it said that in 2024, the development will make an important contribution towards the sustainable regeneration of Didcot and help to create an attractive new gateway into the town. The development will deliver housing, up to 40% of which will be affordable in accordance with South Oxfordshire District Council's adopted local plan, contributing towards the provision of sufficient housing land supply within the district. The development will also contribute towards the delivery of infrastructure required to mitigate the impacts of the development. For many years, council leaders have been promoting plans to redevelop land at Didcot Gateway, close to the Prince of Wales pub, but so far progress has been limited. The biggest redevelopment in the area in recent years has been a huge multi-storey car park. The £23 million 1,800 space facility in Foxhall Road opened in July 2019. There's a picture of the proposed redevelopment, an artist impression, and it looks very neat.